Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. The government of Burkina Faso in France said an armed group coordinated the attacks Friday on France's embassy and cultural center on the West African country's military headquarters in the capital. At least 7 soldiers were killed, as well as 8 assailants.
At the start of the Friday attacks, witnesses said armed men got out of a car and opened fire on passersby before heading to the embassy. Witnesses said an explosion occurred at about the same time near the military headquarters and the French Cultural Center, about a kilometer from the embassy attack. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Afghan authorities say a suicide bomber detonated his explosive-laden car Friday near a NATO convoy in the capital, Kabul, killing at least several people, including a 6-year-old girl, and wounding 20 others. Russia is rejecting U.S. accusations it has broken any of its nuclear treaty obligations, arguing it wants only to maintain global peace and stability. This should be absolutely not considered a beginning of an arms race, Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov said Friday. Peskov's comments come a day after Russian President Vladimir Putin boasted in his annual State of the Nation address about his country's upgraded nuclear weapons arsenal. President Donald Trump Friday defended his threat to impose steep tariffs on steel and aluminum imports, saying potential trade conflicts can be beneficial to the United States.
The intended target is...
Mr. Trump's planned tariffs announced a day earlier sparked concerns of a trade war, with emerging markets trading lower and some world leaders threatening to take retaliatory measures. A Japanese government official told VOA that Tokyo has explained several times to the U.S. government our concerns, but declined to comment further on any ongoing discussions with Washington. This is VOA News. The Turkish military says 8 Turkish soldiers and 13 others were wounded in fighting in northern Syria's Afrin enclave in one of the deadliest days for the Turkish military since it launched Operation Olive Branch against the Syrian Kurdish militia, or YPG, in January. Turkey's defense minister said Friday that 41 Turkish soldiers and 116 Free Syrian Army members have been killed in Operation Olive Branch so far. The UN Migration Agency says armed Boko Haram insurgents have attacked a military base in northeastern Nigeria, killing and injuring aid workers and police. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
The agency says an investigation into the attack is underway. It says what is known so far is that a large number of Boko Haram insurgents, armed with automatic weapons, rocket-propelled grenades, and gun trucks, attacked the military base in Ran in Borno State.